This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 723. Don't be kind of great at grammar on IELTS.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we answer smart grammar questions from a real Three Keys IELTS student. Grow your grammar knowledge and learn when not to say the word great.
What's up, Jessica? How's it going?
It is going great. I'm going to go hiking tomorrow. This weekend is James' last soccer game, and we get to have like a potluck picnic in the park. Wow, nice. That was a good alliteration. I always loved alliterations, and James is now falling in love with them as well. Do you remember like being excited by stuff like that?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Even now, it's kind of fun when you accidentally create one. For sure. For sure.
So in alliteration, guys, that's when like most of the words in a sentence begin with the same sound, usually the same letter. So when I was like, potluck picnic in a park. Like that's it's just fun to say.
And if you can recognize that you've just done it in a conversation and you can point it out, it's even more fun because it builds that connection, helps you have a quick laugh. You know, these are the pieces of connection.
I feel like if you were able to use this on the speaking exam, this would be so impressive. Like if you accidentally say a phrase, right? Where like three words in a row start with the same letter or whatever, then you could like stop and laugh and be like, oh, that was a great alliteration. The examiner would be super excited.
I love it. I love it. Alliterations. And then there is grammar when it comes to IELTS. I mean, it has its place on the test, right? It has its place for sure.
For sure. And we are going to answer some IELTS student grammar questions today. But just guys, I got to include this disclaimer in here. Don't focus on grammar too much. It takes like a year for someone to improve their grammar score, and most of us do not have that kind of time. However, if you're like intermediate, upper intermediate, you can increase your other scores by at least a whole band point in 30 days. Right? So like, let's focus on where we should be putting our time. But nonetheless, for our Three Keys students who ask us grammar questions in the Facebook group, we do answer all of those. And usually they are really good questions because they have to do with like stuff in the writing template or speaking questions they're testing out. So
Yeah, and this is why our students score highly, right? Ryoki was on the show a few weeks ago, and he talked about getting that 9 in reading, I think, something crazy high, right? And because he was in here asking questions, right?
Yeah, he got a 9 on speaking. That
speaking
was
9.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Incredible. Yeah. So, okay, so let's get into this. Lindsay, do you want to read the first question there?
Yeah. So here's a question from Galare Barcadore. So one of our students, the student asked this. So two different phrases, guys. Here they are. This kind of jobs are, or these kinds of jobs are. Which one is correct?
That is tricky. I feel like there's a difference between American and British English about pluralizing the kind. Because
interesting.
When I was an examiner, there are some questions, because it's written in British English, obviously, right? Yeah. And so when Americans are the examiner, when we're asking the questions, I would have to slightly change them sometimes so they sounded correct to me. Because like there's a different, it's, I'll figure it out later. Maybe we could do another episode later about the sort of British rules for this, but we definitely would not say this kind of jobs. That is, that is incorrect.
Yeah. That's not matching, right? The plural with the singular. Exactly. So I would tend to say these kinds of, between those two, I would say these kinds of jobs are something.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's subject verb agreement, right? So these kinds of jobs are, or these kinds of, this kind of job would be the singular, which is also fine, but the verb and the subject have to agree. So yeah definitely the second one is correct.
Okay, I love that. So that's the first one. And then she comes back with another one. Great questions again. Remember, guys, when you're in Three Keys IELTS, you can do this. You can ask as many questions as you want. And our team is in there all the time, right, Jessica? All the time answering these questions for you. So here's number two. Is it fine to use kind of in IELTS writing task two, or are there any alternatives?
Ooh, that's a good question. Remember, guys, our team, usually me, answering these questions has 14 years of examiner experience behind them, behind me, right? So can you imagine being able to ask an examiner all of your IELTS questions? This is what happens in our Facebook group. Okay, just wanted to remind you guys of that. So is it okay to use kind of? I'm gonna say definitely not. Kind of is so easy and vague and informal. And for those three reasons, it is not good for your vocabulary score in writing task two or in a formal task one letter if you're a general student. So what can we say instead of kind of? Do you think there's any like higher level way to say that?
Well, I really like the phrase somewhat. Because somewhat seems, that does not sound like one that any student is going to know, or not many students are going to use that. And it's higher level. So it would fit better in writing task two.
Definitely. So I would definitely use the paraphrase somewhat, but I'm going to go one step further and say, just delete that idea from your writing because we don't want to be vague or wishy-washy in our writing. Okay. That, because what ends up happening? One, it makes your position weaker, which for your task achievement score, you are graded on how clear your position is. And if you're using stuff like maybe, kind of, meh, that is not strong. So that's the first reason not to use that. And second of all, so much of the time, we're just using too many words in our sentences that don't add meaning. You want to be clear and direct in every single sentence. And this kind of phrase, like kind of, sort of, maybe, there's nothing clear about that phrase. So I wouldn't use it in our writing at all. Hello, awesome listeners. I want to remind you, if you're a Three Keys student, I'm going to do a very special Facebook Live class all about writing task two. So put this down for June 8th. And if you're not a Three Keys student, there's still time to get in. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
Yeah, so we're not really saying anything, in other words, when we say kind of. So being definitive, being specific, and also, and some of that comes with being confident, and that comes with our preparation, knowing what the examiner is looking for and having ideas, right? It all comes together. If you're exposing yourself to the news, to movies, to the media, you're going to have lots of ideas to go into writing task two with. So you're going to have that sense of certainty. There's no wishy-washiness about it.
Exactly. And to add to that, just be strong with your first idea. Don't doubt yourself, right? You guys need to have this confidence going in and know that time is your priority. Finishing this is your priority, not thinking of the perfect idea, okay? So I work with a lot of amazing high-level students in Three Keys IELTS, and sometimes this is what is getting in their way, is just having too many ideas and then taking too long brainstorming, and then while they're writing, changing their answer. Or adding different ideas. So guys, don't do that. That never works for your score. It only is bad. So just go with your first idea. Just run with that.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Okay, and then we have one more question. Actually, two more questions. So this is a question regarding punctuation, which is something that even native speakers struggle with, for sure.
Yeah, so, totally.
Yeah. So here's the question. So which one is correct? Okay. My uncle, comma, who is a mining engineer, comma, is a great example of this. Or my uncle, who is a mining engineer, is a great example of this, with no commas.
Yes. Tricky. So we need to have commas.
Yeah. Well, we need to slow down, right? We did you see yeah. how fast I said that sentence? My uncle, who is a mining engineer, is a great example of this. There's no breaking up of the sentence.
Yeah. Commas are where we pause in our thoughts and then in our spoken English as well, right? We always pause where there would be a comma in written English, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, we definitely need commas there. It is a non-defining relative clause. So definitely commas. And then there's like an addendum question to that one. What is an alternative word for great? So that mm-hmm. is an awesome question because these easy adjectives, guys, good, great, better, best, we need to use better adjectives, better vocab. So what could we use instead of a great example?
Ooh, I really like the word prime. Is a prime example.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Jinx, just kidding. And something taken straight from a Three Keys template is a shining example.
Yeah.
So those are two awesome paraphrases for great.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
And then the last one, this question, let's see. His job requires great amount of physical activities. Is that correct? Lindsay, how would you make that correct?
No, so we got a lot of great going on here, don't we? So the word great.
There's a great number of greats happening.
Yeah, so I would make this singular. I would say his job requires a great amount of physical activity. Or I might take out great because we've already been using great in a previous sentence. Maybe say something like his job requires an incredible amount of physical activity. Something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. if it's like, if it's in a speaking answer, you could say something like an awful lot of physical mm-hmm. activity. Cause that's like, that's very native. And it almost sounds British-y to me. Mm-hmm. Like I hear it with an accent in my head. And it's a nice, like, idiomatic way because obviously, like, awful means terrible. But when we use it to describe the amount, then it actually means a lot. So that's an interesting phrase. Guys, I did a YouTube video about paraphrases for a lot. Come back to the blog, guys, IELTS.allersenglish.com. This is episode 723, and I will link back to some other really good grammar and vocab resources that we have made for you guys.
Yeah, I love it. And guys, if you want to just grab the templates, just get right into the course and to be able to ask these questions, right? Questions like this one, or really whatever you want to ask regarding IELTS, and get an answer within 24 hours, then just go ahead and get into the course, right? So there are two choices to get into the course. You can go for the basic plan, which includes access to the whole course at allearsenglish.com/basic, but we do recommend the personal coach plan because that's where you get to meet with Jessica or a member of our team trained under Jessica who will be able to show you and guide you to prepare and let you know what specifically you need to work on. Not when everyone needs to work on, right, Jessica? What you need to work
on.
Yeah.
Yes, because everyone has different challenges in speaking and writing and also reading and listening. Sometimes for whatever reason, this strategy may not click for you, right? Yeah. And you need to ask an expert. You need to ask a teacher about this. Mm-hmm, and that's why we have our Facebook group, but we can also use our personal coach classes to make clear any of these strategies that are sort of holding you up.
Exactly, exactly. So to get into that plan, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. And when you choose that link, you're also going to get a special bonus, which is going to show you how to wake up the examiner in the speaking test, which is going to definitely give you that edge in the speaking test. I love it.
And you know that lesson is straight from an examiner, so yeah. It's very valuable.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You have that insight after doing so many thousands of speaking tests.
Thousands.
You know what kinds of answers wake you up and what kinds of answers put you to sleep.
Oh, man, it's hard to focus sometimes, guys. You don't want to make the examiner feel like that.
No. Okay, awesome. All right, so Jessica, I'll see you back on the show very soon. And guys, we'll see you inside 3 Keys IELTS.
Yep. Sounds good. All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.